If you've wandered around the Botanic Gardens at just the right time in the right weather, you may have heard wafting through the gardens the beautiful sound of a harp. It's played by Michael Johnson. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful, Michael.
Thanks, John. It's not where I started, though. I was a rock musician in the 70s and 80s, so this was my midlife crisis.
The Conversation Hour from 11 a.m. each weekday on ABC Victoria.
If you enjoy your motorsport, and in particular car rallying, you'll be pleased to know that there's a new event coming to the Pyrenees in October this year. It's called the Pyrenees Rush, and joining me are the two of the people behind it, Richard Gill, who's a road director, and also James Elliott, who's the event director of the Pyrenees Rush. Gentlemen, thanks for coming into the studio this morning.
Thanks for having us, Dominic.
Now, you're both involved with the car club RMI2, which is celebrating the 60th anniversary this year, is that right?
Indeed. It's the 60th year of our car club, which is pretty impressive for these sorts of clubs to exist.
Especially when students go through RMIT front and centre every few years. How do you keep something
absolutely.
Like this going?
I mean, things have changed certainly the last few years, yeah. A few things like that. So we're actually now independent from RMIT, but we've certainly got a lot of history. Yeah, well, except the name, yep.
Yeah.
Certainly got a lot of history with RMIT, but now we're sort of an independent association.
So, Richard, you're the road director for the Pyrenees Rush, set down for October the 4th, which is a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the event, what you've got in mind.
Well, what we've got in mind, we've got some daylight divisions, a couple of stages during the day around the town, and with a special little spectator spot for the townspeople and anyone in the local area. And then after a bit of a meal break in between, we're out into the forest and up into the mountains for the rest of the event.
What route will it take?
Translator will go through Lamplough State Forest, and then after that it will head up to Mount Cole and Mount Lonark, and then up through the Pyrenees range and down the back to Avoca.
Now, James, you'll be the clerk of the course and the race director, so yep. How much interest have you had in this event? How many cars are we talking about?
We'll be running a field roughly about 60 cars, which will be a pretty good field given it's a club-based event. Obviously, state championship events and there's club rounds. We're running a club round this time around. So we're looking at 60 cars, plus the service crews, plus all of our officials. There's going to be over 300 people coming into the town, which would be great.
So what's prompted you to run this event in the Pyrenees?
Well, given it's our 60th year anniversary, I've kind of got a little bit of an attachment to the area, given I was involved with another event a few years ago. It's a great area, great roads, great people, the community's involved. It's great to have the Shire keen to have us as well.
And Richard, this is done under the umbrella of CAMS, the Confederation of Australian Motorsport. What does that mean for running an event like that?
Well, CAMS pretty much, they allow us to run under a banner and of rallying, and they support rallying in Victoria. Really, they're the go-to people for motorsport. If you want to do motorsport in Victoria, that's who you go to.
Do they also have a lot of guidelines you've got to meet?
Yes, they certainly do. The safety aspects are incredibly tight, and we make sure that we conform with all their regulations and all the local regulations as well. Yeah.
So are you rally drivers, both of you, as well?
I have been on and off the last few years.
Yes,
with mixed results, and I think Richard missed a punt around quite well a few years ago in his time.
Yeah, I'll just sit in the other side now and tell the driver where to go, but I did drive in the past.
ABC Ballarat with Dominic Bryan, and our guests this morning are James Elliott and Richard Gill. They're from the car club RMIT, which is no longer directly associated with RMIT, but I guess has a few students still involved in the club, former students?
Yeah, we do actually have a couple of former students, and we also do have a couple of current students in part of our membership. We're only a small club, and sort of only around sort of 100 people, certainly active mainly in a gravel-based rallying environment, but we've also got members that are involved with a bit of tarmac and circuit racing as well.
And we are talking about a new event for the Pyrenees to happen on the Saturday, the 4th of October, and it's called the Pyrenees Rush. I understand there's also a fun run that's planned for that weekend as well.
Yeah, I believe there's also a local fun run happening on the Sunday, which we're quite fortunate that we don't sort of clash. We've had quick discussions with them already, and we've checked to make sure that we're not going to collide. We're obviously going to need competitive cars and runners on the same road, so we share a completely separate section of roads.
And I understand you're actually starting at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon for the event?
Yeah, we're aiming to start 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it will run into the night, probably, hopefully, the first car's coming back by about 10 o'clock at night. Hopefully no one out there any later than 2 a.m.
What's the appeal of running an event at night, a rally event like that?
Really, it's just the aurora of it. The cars out there, the lights, the sound, the smells, everything, the excitement. I mean, I'm sure if people come along and have a spectate at the event, they'll be hooked as well. It's just everything that goes around with the sport.
Have you had much support from the community so far? I mean, I know it's a way off, but in terms of helping you out on the day?
Certainly in the early stages of that. From the people like the Shire, we've got great rapport with them at the moment through the various people we've been speaking with. We've also been talking to the DEPI because we obviously need permission to use roads and that sort of aspect. There's certainly other community groups that we'll be getting in contact with over the coming weeks and months. And, of course, if there are any community groups out there that are interested in being involved, we'd sort of love to hear from them as well.
Right, so if you rally drivers or their friends listening this morning, they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely.
If they want to be involved. So you don't have to be a member of the Car Club RMIT to take part?
No, you don't need to be a member. One of the nature of rallying in general is it's quite heavy on officials. We obviously run on closed roads, so we've got to make sure the safety of the public and the competitors is at the front. We do that by ensuring what we have sort of officials out there called road closures. So they're glorified spectator points, commonly referred to, but they're not spectator points in that sense. They're an opportunity for us to ensure that our roads are closed and to make safe passage for everyone to come through.
Well, if people want to find out more information, James, is there a website that they can go to?
Certainly. We can always steer you towards the club website, which is www.ccrmit.com, and just follow the links there for the Pyrenees Rush.
www.ccrmit.com and follow the links for the Pyrenees Rush set down for Saturday the 4th of October, starting at 3, two stages in daylight, I'm reading, and the other four at night. What excites you most about this event that you're planning?
Oh, good question. never really thought about it that way, but no, what excites me most, I would suppose, is just the enjoyment to see that people are out there enjoying our sport and enjoying just the area in general, just everything that the sport brings and the travelling and the people you meet and everything like that. It's fantastic.
And I guess if you're finishing around 10 o'clock, if everything goes to plan, you'd be wanting to stay there overnight. You won't be coming back to Melbourne, so a lot of people coming to the area.
Absolutely. You know, there'll be officials out there camping. I mean, we've previously run other events in the middle of July. Gets a bit nippy up the top there of the Pyrenees, so a bit brave. But hopefully, being an October date, it might be just a little bit warmer.
All the best with the preparations. We'll chat about it again, James and Richard, in the lead-up to the event. But if people want more information, www.ccrmit.com is the website. All the best.
Thanks, Tom. Tommy.
That's Richard Gill, the road director, and also James Elliott, the event director and clerk of the course for the Pyrenees Rush, happening on Saturday the 4th of October. Put it in your diary.